This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Nandish Shah, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty fell sharply on April 19th as a record jump in COVID-19 cases and fresh restrictions in many states spooked investors. Nifty ended the day with a loss of 258 points or 1.77% at 14,359. However, from the intraday low, it recovered 168 points. Bank Nifty underperformed by plunging 2.4%. However, from intraday low, it recovered more than 800 points. All the sectoral indices closed in the red except Nifty Pharma, which ended the day with a gain of about 0.2%. Nifty is now placed below its 50 and 20-day exponential moving average, which is placed at 14,626 and 14,657 respectively, indicating a bearish trend for the short term. The index is also trading below the support derived from the upward sloping trend line adjoining the bottoms of January 29, 2021 and March 25th. On April 12th, Nifty opened the gap down and left the unfilled gap between 14,652 and 14,785. This gap is expected to remain resistance zone for the coming weeks. Unless this gap is filled entirely on a closing basis, the short-term trend of the market would remain bearish. On the downside, Nifty is likely to find immediate support in the range of 14,100 to 14,190. In the worst-case scenario, Nifty could continue its downward journey towards the major swing low of 13,600-odd levels. Sectors that are looking strongest on the medium to long-term charts and are expected to outperform in the coming weeks are chemical, pharma, and metals. Earnings season has kicked in and there could be stock-specific movement ahead of the results. Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices have outperformed during the calendar year 2021 so far by rising 12% and 14% respectively, against a 2.7% rise in the Nifty. The analyst expects their outperformance to continue for the coming weeks also. Therefore, the focus of the traders should be on mid and small caps rather than the benchmark indices. Here are three buy recommendations from the mid-cap segment for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Elecon Engineering Company is the first call. Target price is Rs. 80, stop loss is Rs. 64 and upside potential for this call is 16%. After forming double bottom around Rs. 62, this stock reversed northwards yesterday to close above its 5 and 20-day exponential moving average. Volumes were sharply higher yesterday as compared to the last 10-day average. The primary trend of the stock is positive, where it is trading above its 100 and 200-day exponential moving average. The stock price is forming a bullish higher top, higher bottom candlestick pattern on the daily and weekly charts. Copran is the second call. Target price is Rs. 145, stop loss is Rs. 118 and upside potential for this call is 13%. This stock has broken out from the downward sloping trend line adjoining the highs of December 30, 2020 and February 19, 2021. It also surpassed the crucial resistance of Rs. 127 yesterday with higher volumes to close at the highest level since January 21, 2021. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI while the ADX line is placed above 25 indicating momentum in the current uptrend. The analyst expects mid-cap pharma stocks to do well for the short to medium term. And Indoco Remedies is the third call. Target price Rs. 350, stop loss is Rs. 300 and upside potential for this call is 9%. This stock has broken out on the daily line chart with higher volumes where it closed at the highest level since February 4, 2021. It has formed a strong base of around Rs. 275 where it took support multiple times. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI while the ADX line is placed above 25 indicating momentum in the current uptrend. Oscillators like RSI and MFI are showing strength in the current uptrend of the stock. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.